If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt. And I want to tell you about a little place that I like to go to in LaGrange. It's called the Milk Stop Cafe. A little history. The first train to pass through LaGrange in 1864 originated in Aurora. The Aurora Branch Railroad was built at the cost of $1 million with the original stop, a milk stop, just east of Brainerd Avenue. Well, Chris and Mary Spagnola opened a restaurant across the street from the original milk stop. It's right across from the Stone Avenue Station. It's 700 West Burlington, and it's aptly named the Milk Stop Cafe. I like to go there because I feel very comfortable when I walk in, and they've named a drink after me, and I am very proud of it. It's called What Wendy Said, and it has Koval Cranberry Gin, Ginger, Lillet, Blackberry, and Lemon. It's very refreshing. And then I have a friend, Lisa Nelson, who is a comedy television writer and producer, and she has a drink named after her, called Lisa Takes Manhattan, and it's Old Forester Rye, Zuko, and Angostura Bitters. And Lisa and I are getting together to guest bartend at the Milk Stop Cafe on Saturday, June 14th from 8 to 10 p.m. 10% of the proceeds of our little bartending job will go to a charity of our choice. Well, I chose the Share Food, Share Love Food Pantry in Brookfield, Illinois. I grew up in Brookfield, and on the line with us right now is John Dumas, the administrative director at Share Food, Share Love Food Pantry. And John, I hope you don't mind if we give you some proceeds.
Oh, that would be wonderful, Wendy. We could certainly use it.
All right. Well, John, I wanted to have people learn a little about Share Food, Share Love Food Pantry. I cannot believe how expensive food is right now. I used to be able to go to the Jewel and buy a few items, and it was $30. Now it's like $80. I mean, things have doubled, and there are people maybe living right next door to you that have food insecurities, and we need to help them.
Absolutely. And I think most people would be very surprised if they went to their local food pantry and saw the folks that are coming in. Most likely they're going to recognize somebody. And it's that serious right now. And as you mentioned, a lot of it has to do with that inflation. And that's what we're seeing in our increased numbers is not so many people who are not able to buy any food, but they're not able to afford all the food that they need. And so it's very difficult. About 75% of the folks who come to our pantry for food assistance work. So this is not a question of people who are sitting around and living off of this free food. This is people who are working and making a living, but are just not earning enough money to pay all these expenses. And now with inflation the way it's been, that's just gotten worse.
And I'm sorry, I cannot sleep on an empty stomach. And the thought of kids not being able to have dinner like breaks my heart. So you have a mission. And how many neighborhood villages do you serve? How can we help? And again, you guys have to come see me bartend. Please just order beer because that will be much easier for me. But 10% of the proceeds go to this food pantry, and we need to help out. How many people do you serve, John?
We serve about 600 individuals and families every month, but those numbers are growing, and so we're getting ready to really see that grow. We don't know exactly all the details of these various bills that are going through Washington right now, but we're being advised to be prepared to serve more people. But we don't see more right now. We don't see more coming down the pipe from the various agencies that assist us. So we're going to be really relying on the public, and we're very confident these communities that we serve have always come through for us. So we're very confident that we will pull together as a community, a larger community, and make this happen, because we're going to need to do that, since we don't see any more resources coming down the line anytime soon.
And listeners can help. They can go to sharefoodsharelove.com. Is there a donate page there?
Absolutely. There's a button on the top. They can donate. And, you know, the important thing, too, to remember is every little bit helps. I mean, it doesn't cost. We buy food. We get our food to the Greater Chicago Food Depository, and they get it at wholesale cost. So it's a lot cheaper that way. And just a few dollars helps us immensely, because we can put that money to use very quickly. And, you know, people that live on things like SNAP, we hear a lot about SNAP lately, which is what they now call the old food stamp program. But the folks who are on that program generally live on about $6 a day for food. So, you know, you can, that's not enough, obviously, but I mean, just a few dollars makes it possible for us to provide a lot of meals for a lot of people.
Well, I hope you'll come to Milk Stop Cafe Saturday, June 14th from 8 to 10. Me and my friend Lisa Nelson will be, I'll even make my own drink for you guys to buy, and 10% of the proceeds go to the Share Food, Share Love food pantry. John, I hope to see you there.
I will be there, and thank you to you and Lisa and everybody at the Milk Stop Cafe. We're looking forward to it, and we really appreciate the support.
Absolutely.
Number one, I like beer.
Yeah, order a beer. It'll make it so much easier for me. All right, John, thank you so much, and keep up the great work. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Wendy. We really appreciate it.
Sharefoodsharelove.com, and also go to Milk Stop Cafe. And, yeah, you could order what Wendy said, or Lisa Takes Manhattan.
Wouldn't the cold hams taste good right now?
I don't, you know, 10% of the proceeds will go to the Share Food, Share Love food pantry. But does that mean I can't drink while I'm bartending? Because that might be a problem. I don't know. We'll see.